Fred Miller, No Sweat Public Speaking. Here's this week's post. Pausing when presenting can help them get it. The correct use of pauses in presentations can be extremely powerful. However, it's one of the toughest things to do for a number of reasons, including the thought, I'm the speaker. Shouldn't I be speaking? Pausing during presentations holds significant value for a number of reasons. Number one, emphasize key points. Pausing before or after a crucial point can draw attention to that point, allowing the audience to absorb and contemplate its significance. This action actually underlines the information you want to emphasize. Number two, digestion and comprehension. Pausing gives the audience a moment to process the information you just presented. This enhances their understanding and retention of the content. Two of your main presentation goals. Rhythmic variation. A well-paced presentation with strategic pauses creates a rhythm that keeps the audience engaged. Monotonous speaking can lead to disinterest. Number four, anticipation. Pausing can build anticipation for what you're about to say. This can heighten curiosity and keep the audience eager to hear your next point. Number five, control nervousness. Pausing can help control nervousness or stage fright. It gives you a moment to collect your thoughts and regain composure. Number six, allow reflection. For complex or thought-provoking concepts, pauses let the audience reflect on what's been said. This can lead to more insightful questions during Q&A sessions. Number seven, transitioning. Pausing between different sections or topics can signal transitions. This helps the audience mentally shift gears and prepares them for what's coming next. Number eight, engage emotions. Pausing can be used strategically to create emotional impact. It gives time for the audience to feel the emotions you're trying to convey. Number nine, empower storytelling. In narrative style presentations, pauses allow for dramatic effect. They can help build suspense, tension, or convey emotional moments in a story. Number 10, nonverbal communication. Pausing can be used to emphasize body language, facial expressions, and gestures, making your message more impactful. Number 11, managing time. Pausing can be used to help manage the timing of your presentation, ensuring you don't rush through important points. Number 12, addressing questions. When you pause after asking a question to the audience, you give them time to think and respond. This can encourage interaction and participation. Number 13, demonstrate confidence. A presenter who uses purposeful pauses appears confident and in control of the presentation. However, it's essential to use pauses thoughtfully. Too many can disrupt the flow of your presentation and lead to disengagement. Too few can make your delivery feel rushed and overwhelming. Practice and self-awareness will help find the right balance. Use these suggestions for pausing in your presentations, and I guarantee they will be absolutely, positively, no sweat.